This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. A little bit of housekeeping today. On Friday, hour number one, Dr. Margaret from Spain will be with us. She's going to be giving us details on storing food and preserving food. We got a little derailed last Friday when we talked about how much does it cost to buy a home in Spain and what's it like living in Spain, refrigeration and things like that. Quite interesting broadcast. So I want to know because we're moving. The Fennelli family is moving and I want to know all of our options. And so we talked about Spain. So on Friday, hour number one, Margaret will be with us going back to the original topic of storing food. Preserving food, details on how to do it. And hour number two is an hour I'm reserving for our detractors. Those are people who can't stand not listening to us because they learn a lot, but they hate us. So the phone lines will be opened up for them Friday, hour number two. Yeah, and we'll be taking their calls, and they can tell us why they don't like or why they feel it necessary to try to beat us up whenever they can. I will be probably alone with the detractors. So if you are one and you'd like to call, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And all you need to do is tell us who you are, your real name. That's what our instructors do. And your contact information. I may want to call you after the broadcast, so I'll need your real telephone number, and we'll verify it. And you can spend time with us on the air. And I'm going to give you the number right now. We'll even pay for the call, 866-582-9933. So if you're a detractor, please call us. Now, if you're a teacher, a public school teacher or a public school principal or a public school superintendent, it's a great day for you to call in as well. Because I'd like to know, and I know our class would like to know, what the heck has happened to education? What have you guys done? Or what have you not done? Have you just sat by and taken orders from up top and stopped teaching things that students need to know, like how to estimate, how to measure, how to be creative, creative writing, creative thinking, how to begin a project, how to stay with it, how to finish it? Or have you been told that now we're going to teach Microsoft Office because that's technology and we're going to teach you how to exercise your thumbs with your smartphones? Not only that, we're going to make sure that you have to use your smartphones because that's how you're going to communicate with your teachers. Where'd this come from? Who destroyed education? Let's point the fingers. Let's name them. So that'll be Friday, hour number two. I'm going to give you that number one more time to make sure all of our detractors know it. That is 866-582-9933. I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. Just me and the detractors, hour number two. And if you're a teacher, I'm not considering you a detractor, but I would like to know what the heck has happened. Have you fought with your administration saying, you know what, we really need to teach shop And if we don't teach young children how things work mechanically, they're never going to be able to survive in this world. Have you been fighting that battle and losing? Have you had any successes? We'd love to know about it. So that's Friday, hour number two. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning? I'm really going to have to get a landline a bit.
You're going to have to get a landline?
Yeah, I think I will have to.
Why is that?
Somebody was really messing with my phone right about midnight. And just froze up, and I had to reboot it. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm talking to Rich Sheban. It sounds like I'm talking to Rick Miller. It sounds like I'm talking to other instructors. They're all saying the same thing. And when we say certain words on this broadcast, I can see the red bars, which means my words did not go out. I can see it on one of my screens in front of me. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And other times we're getting reports that, you know, we've got a full charge on our cell phone, everything's good. All of a sudden the battery drains down really, really fast, unusually fast, abnormally fast. It's an anomaly. It doesn't happen very often. And then after the broadcast, the phone goes back to normal charge, meaning that you can charge it and it's fine. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that tells me that we're messing with the signal. We're causing the cell phones to go to a high power where they drain their batteries quickly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah, we're living in an... You did?
Yeah, last week that happened to me.
Yeah.
In the last 20 minutes of the broadcast, so if people want to go back and listen to the last 20 minutes of the broadcast last week, my cell phone went from 40% to zero in 20 minutes, which is not normal. So I can't really remember what I was saying, but it must have been good.
Let me share a quick story with you. You asked how I was doing, and you know, I was tempted to say frosted, but let me just tell you what has happened. So I've been really frustrated for the last couple of days because I've been trying to bale hay, and we had a window where a couple of days of sun, and we got the hay cut, and so our son runs a tractor with a hay mower. And then Mrs. Finelli follows him and rakes the hay into windrows the next day. And then I follow her with a baler and just bale it and tie it up. And then we move it later. Well, the baler broke. And so we took our son and I got the baler home to the farm, and we had some tools and found out what the problem was. And a part broke. And this is a John Deere specific part. And it's not a universal thing that you can go to some tractor store that, you know, and buy one. No. This is a stamped part. It's a heavy stamped part, and it twisted and bent. So we need to get the part. So I called John Deere. I get the operator, a local John Deere store in Lebanon, Missouri, and she transfers me to the parts department. It rings a few times and it goes to voicemail, and it says that the fastest way to get a response is to leave a message. And I'm thinking, really? That's the fastest way. Actually, the fastest way is to talk to somebody. Actually, what I really did was I went to the internet to find out what this part was, so I could say, I need part number 123. So I went to the internet, I looked, tried to find the parts diagrams, can't find them. Why? Because now, if you want the parts diagram, they come in fuzzy, intentionally fuzzy, so you can't really read them, you can't really read the part numbers, you can hardly make out the diagram, and what they do is they now charge you. So if you want to look at the manual for the parts, the manual will cost you $10 for 24 hours. $10 to look at it for 24 hours. Now, if you think you need it for longer than 20... Yeah. No, I'm not. And that's just the beginning. Now, you can also get the manual on the internet. This is not something that's printed that you're going to get in the mail. This is just lets you look at it on the internet, parts diagrams. Now, if you want it for a month, a whole month, it's $50. If you want it for a year, it's $500. $500 for access to look at parts that you might need for your equipment. $500 a year. Now, I'd want it for a year, but it used to be free. You used to be able to go to a company, and they would have the parts diagrams, and you'd say, okay, that's the part number, and then you could click order it. They'd show you the diagram. You could order it. You could pay for it, you know, with your credit card, and they'd ship it to you. Now, you've got to pay to figure out what the part is that you want before you can buy it. That's where we are today. So let me get back to the rest of the story. So I couldn't do that. I refused to spend $10 to try to figure out what the part is. Okay. So I called John Deere. I talked to the young gal at the control tower, and she says she'll transfer me to parts. It rings a few times, and then I get a message for fastest service. And I leave a message in your number. Okay. So I left a message. And I decided to call back. Get the gal at the control tower, and she transfers me to parts, and I get the same message. I did that three times. My son did it once. It was yesterday. We didn't get a call back yesterday, and I didn't think we would. So this is Heritage Tractor. They bought up all the John Deere dealerships in like the 200-mile radius. I think there are like 8 or 9 of them that they bought. These were independent John Deere ownership dealers. But they bought them all. Now they're under the Heritage label. So now they can price fix. So, you know, if you live within this 200-mile radius, the prices are all going to be the same. And they are. So I called two others and left messages. Why? I talked to the gals at the control tower, and, yep, we'll transfer you to parts. Yep, thank you for your call. And parts department says, for fastest service, please leave your message. Nobody called back. So this morning before the broadcast, I was really frosted. I'm thinking, the hay's down. I've got to get this part ordered. It'll take probably a day or two to get the part anyway. I got to get the darn thing ordered anyway. Well, I get the same gal. She transfers me for faster service. Leave a message. So I call her back, and she says, okay, I will transfer you. They're done. They're not on the phone right now. I can see them. Transfers me. Rings a couple times, goes to voicemail again. I call her back and I say, I'll tell you what, you're a real nice person. You're not the problem. They are. Your parts guys aren't answering the phone. I've got 3 John Deere tractors. I've got a John Deere baler. I'm trying to figure out why I have John Deere anything. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If I can't get to talk to the parts department, I'm going to call your CEO at Heritage, and I'm going to say, this is what's wrong with Heritage. Because before Heritage bought all these dealerships, I could actually talk to somebody. But now I can't. And that's my first call. I'm going to make 2 calls. The second call is to John Deere corporate headquarters and tell them what it's like dealing with you guys. Those are the 2 calls I'm going to make. Left her my number. I get a call right back.
What do you know? I'll bet you did.
They call me right back. But we still can't. But the guy on the end of the phone, I explained what the part I needed was. I said, I have a John Deere model 547 baler. I need the chain guide for it. I sit in the tractor. It's on the left hand side. It's on this 4-inch round tube at the top of the baler. And it's a half round with 2 tabs on it. It's 2 inches wide, 3/16 steel. That's what I need. He can't find anything that fits that shape. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 T6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Pencils,
paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And class, there's a reason why I'm telling you this story. We bring to you real situations here at USA Prepares, things that may happen to you, things that you need to be prepared to deal with. And I tell you the way I deal with them. Maybe I'm a little aggressive. You know, when my back is against the wall, yeah, I come out swinging. I try to be nice. But here I am. I mean, the livelihood of our farm is at stake. And I can't get anybody to answer the phone. And I want to apologize. I made a mistake. I thought there were maybe 9 of these Heritage dealership locations in Missouri. There's 22. They bought up just about everything. Yeah, 22 John Deere dealer stores in Missouri. 22. So I'm thinking now, the closest one that... I guess I should say it's greater than 100-mile radius. Maybe it's 150-mile radius. Maybe it's almost 200-mile radius that they've sewn up. And it used to be that John Deere prided itself on their parts distribution system. So if you broke something, you could get it the next day with John Deere. And I've only bought one piece of John Deere equipment that was new, and that was this particular baler. And the reason I bought it was I had a friend who was a dealer in Virginia, and he ordered 3 of them by mistake that normally balers are 4 feet wide and 5 feet tall, meaning the bales come out 4 feet wide, 5 feet high. in this particular 1,000-pound size. Well, he ordered, by mistake, 5 feet wide and 4 feet tall. And so instead of a $20,000 baler, it was $11,000. And he had 3 of them, and he couldn't wait to get rid of them. He said, look, just take one of those, $11,000, and it's yours. So I did. But it's an oddball size. But for me, I don't care, because I use most of the hay here on our farm. And the reason that 4-foot wide bales are more popular and more desirable is if you put them on a trailer, you put them side by side, and it's only 8 feet, and you get down the road with them. With ours, it'd be 5 plus 5, which is 10 feet wide. So that's why he had trouble getting rid of it, and I was delighted to get it. But now we can't even get anybody on the phone to order the parts. So the old model, where John Deere had the best parts distribution in the country and the best parts availability, I don't see that anymore. It used to be they were the best, and the independent dealers that would sell New Holland and Ford and Case and International, those independent guys didn't have the parts dealership network that John Deere did. Now I'd rather go to the independent guys because they're better. They actually care about their customers. So what happened? I believe that all these dealerships were bought up, and they said, whoa, you know how much money we have that we owe, the debt that we have? We got to cut costs. So let's start firing people. And we don't need as many people. We can do it without. And now we can't get anybody on the phone. That's my take on it. So, Gwyneth, I wanted to share that with you. And this is a pretty serious problem, because I don't think it's just them at Heritage Tractor. I think this is just a microcosm of what is happening. Fewer and fewer and fewer corporations are running the show, and there's no place to go. There's no. Where am I going to get a John Deere specific part other than John Deere? And I'm looking at how long is it going to take me to make this part, and that's next. That's next. If I can't get satisfaction, I'm going to make the part. But it's going to take me a day to do it.
Yeah. That might be your only option. If you have fitting and turning gear,
we do.
To make it yourself, or to get a heavy industrial machinist to make the part for you, because that was actually my dad's job when he was alive and when he was working. He's passed on some years ago now, but he was a heavy diesel mechanic, and he would get, road train drivers and owners coming to him with their heavy machinery. This is like 18-wheelers, logging trucks and such like, because the area that I grew up in, there was a lot of logging industry there. And he would custom make parts for them because of this very reason. They couldn't get any joy out of the, Mack trucks or whoever,
Yeah.
Even despite the fact that there was a...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 18 years since the 9/11 attacks, and there are events being held across America to remember that tragic day.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are attending a Pentagon memorial at this hour. Vice President Mike Pence is at the Flight 93 memorial in Pennsylvania and in New York City.
Mark Francis Broderick.
Herman Charles Broghammer.
Events include the annual reading of the names of the victims out loud in Lower Manhattan. A ceremony at the 9/11 memorial will be going on for several hours. A hospital had to be evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. That tornado hit as powerful thunderstorms and flash flooding were sweeping through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot. Today,
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, it's really simple. Preparedness is having what you need before you need it. Now, that applies to spare parts, tools, and knowledge. Okay. That's what being prepared really is about, in a nutshell. Having what you need before you need it. So the simplest example is opening the refrigerator and saying, geez, there's nothing to eat. That's the simplest example of not being prepared. Okay. Now, there are things that can happen, financial considerations that can happen that would make it difficult. But generally speaking, preparedness is having what you need before you need it. So Gwyneth has got a great class for you right now to talk about preparing and without being dependent on the system, because the system is failing us. The system is lousy. It's absolutely awful. I don't even know in the mornings whether I'm going to be able to broadcast or not, because the internet provided by CenturyLink is so flaky. I'm not kidding. I have to reset the router during the broadcast. I don't know if the phone lines are working. There's nobody to call. Their tech support is in the Philippines. You know, if you were to lose your temper and try to drive to talk to somebody, you don't even know where they are. And you don't even use their real names. That's where we are today. And that's one of the reasons why I think people are losing it. Because they can't talk to anybody. They've adopted convenience. Pay by phone. Really? Pay by your cell phone. All these applications that make life really complex, where you used to be able to go to a store and talk to somebody and get it done right then and there. Not anymore. We've got the internet between you and what you need to do. It's awful. Gwyneth, you've got a great class for us.
Yeah. Basically, we've got to start setting up our own system, because I was in Bendigo today. This is going to lead into what I was saying. Bendigo, for me, in Victoria, is the nearest really big town. I don't even want to deal with Wedderburn, which is the town just up the road, anymore, because that town has been taken over by a bunch of devil-worshipping scum who live in the municipality, okay? And they work for the municipality, and they shut down all businesses within the municipality unless that they can control it. And I'm fed up with them, and I won't deal with any businesses, hardly. I will sometimes go and get a cup of coffee at the coffee shop, you know. The people at the coffee shop are still quite nice. And there's various other small businesses. But, yeah, it's like that town with the tire shop and the guy with the speed camera that you talk about. Well, this is a similar situation. But, you know, even Bendigo is getting taken over. This is a town of 120,000 people. A large rural regional centre, okay, is getting taken over by people with rainbow-coloured hair. People who go around the town, young men go around the town, they walk in groups like gangs, they walk aggressively, they speak loudly. And, you know, I said, oh, well, you know, those look, I said to my son when we were walking in town today, I said, oh, those look like the kids that came out of the child protection system, and they've just grown up a bit. You know, there was a group of kids, you know, probably about, oh, I don't know, 3 to 5 years ago, and we would go to, you know, the shopping mall to go to the supermarket, and then afterwards we would go to, I would sometimes take him to Burger King, our equivalent of Burger King, you know, for a special treat. and these kids would be hanging around outside the Burger King accosting people who went in, especially women with small children. And these looked like the same kids, except they were 3 or 5 years older. So instead of being like 15 and 16 and whatever, now they are, you know, 18 and 20 and 21. But they honestly look like a bunch of families department rats. These people, they come out of the child welfare system and they are messed up in their heads. And since they are not right in their heads, they're often drug addicted. And do you know what my son said to me? He said, oh, no, Mum, those aren't those boys. They go to the local technical college. And I said, what? And he said, yes, it's true. They go to the technical college. I've seen them there. I've seen them in classes there. You know, and sometimes we had to go to technical college for various things. We want to get him enrolled there, but we've got another set of problems is finding him accommodation that is affordable so that he can go to technical college in Bendigo. So, and that's, you know, something that's hindering me from getting him a trades qualification. But these kids were loudmouthed. They were aggressive in their attitude. And it was just sort of like, you know, I'm gobsmacked. Is this the kids that are learning the trades? Is this the kids that are learning how to do, you know, learning how to be auto mechanics, learning how to be chef, learning how to be whatever at the technical college? Because if it is, we've really got big problems. Because these kids had no manners. And they were wandering around town. And granted, it was early in the morning, so probably classes hadn't started yet. But, you know, Vincent, we've got to start setting up our own systems. And it's hard because the people that have the system at the moment, they do have a monopoly on the technology. So we've got to make our own workarounds, working from a backwards position. And I think I wrote in the email to you earlier, sometimes it may just come down to learning how to do things with a wheelbarrow and a spade. You know, if you've got a farm, because you might have a set of trenches to put in and, you know, you might think, oh, well, I can't afford a trenching machine, so I can't put trenches in. Yes, you can. If you have a spade and if you have a wheelbarrow, you can put trenches in. It's just going to take you longer. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And I've got a quick comment about what you were talking about, the multicultural hair. I taught, and class, you've probably heard something like this over the years. I taught a college class, and you mentioned community college, and I even taught community college students as well. But the particular class I'm talking about was in the high school, and my students in my class were manufacturing computers, as you may remember. I had each student and their parents sign a contract with me, an agreement as to what they would do in order for me to teach them. I wouldn't just teach anybody. They had to agree to my terms and conditions. And in this contract, it said that there will be no hair that is not a natural color. So if you're a brunette and you want to be blonde, that's fine. But no pink, green, yellow, blue, you know, none of that stuff. And you'd have to wear a belt that matched your shoes. And I bought each student, I paid, Mrs. Finelli and I paid for shirts, embroidered shirts with the class logo on them. And the students had to be on time. If they were 1 second late, they were locked out of my class. And they would be picked up by the assistant principal for being tardy or not in class or wandering around the halls. But I said, no hair color that is not natural. And the reason was we had real customers buying printers, networks, software, computers that we manufactured. And I would not allow my students to look like those careless, reckless people that you've been describing with the multicultural hair. And if I had a car and it needed to be serviced and I brought it to the service facility, whether it be a dealership or an independent, and some odd-looking thing came out with pink hair, I'd say, you got to be kidding me. You really expect me to trust you with my vehicle? You've lost your mind. And I'd leave after I told the owner of that of the establishment that. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. We all need to do that. So if you go to the Chinese factory outlet and you see one of these things with pink or blue or green hair, call the store manager and say, I just want you to see something. Look at that. You really expect me to trust buying something from that? And then you can say, here's a quote from a guy that's on the radio. Quote, have you lost your mind? End quote. Because that's become my favorite phrase. Have you lost your mind? Well, my other favorite one is, what's the matter with you? That's where we are today. And I will not participate. I absolutely refuse to participate. I'm voting with my feet, and I'm voting with my wallet. And you can do the same thing. Speak up. Janet Reno said it. If you see something, say something. It annoys me. It absolutely annoys me. Do you think I'm going to trust something with pink hair at the John Deere dealership? I haven't seen one yet. But if I go in there, I'm going to leave after I talk to the owner and say, have you lost your mind? Look at that thing.
Yeah, this is it, you know. And like I say, I don't think that there were lots of, young people with multicolored hair in Bendigo. But these particular ones didn't have multicolored hair. They just looked like juvenile justice graduates. That's what they looked like. They looked like graduates from the juvenile justice system. And that's not a good look either, to be perfectly honest. If I'm looking to get my car repaired, you know, if the guy repairing my car is a graduate of the juvenile justice system, I don't want him to look like he's a graduate of the juvenile justice system. Maybe he is a graduate from the juvenile justice system, and he's managed to turn his life around and got a trade. You know, and, you know, I say good for him if that happens, because he doesn't then go on to the adult justice system, which is the career path for most kids who come out of the juvenile justice system. These kids look like criminals. They really do. They look like little hood rats. And I put my head up, I put my chest out, I put a bit more of an angry look on my face and a bit more of a clip in my gait, and I kept a straight line and I walked straight past them. Because I remembered them.
All right, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I opened the broadcast, mentioned that I was trying to get some parts from John Deere started yesterday. I just want to give you an update. It's over 2 hours that we've been working on this. Our son has been working on it while I'm on the air. He's been working on it with John Deere. Now, it's 2 hours later. We still don't have resolution. Can you imagine that? Can you now the guys are busy behind the counter. They're too busy to finish the transaction with us. What a mess. Gwyneth, the way around this is to do without being tied to the supply chain. Unfortunately, a lot of us are addicted to it, as we are with equipment. So let's do it without these turkeys. Let's do it without machines. But it's hard. It's a lot harder. But yet
it is.
You won't be dependent. But you won't be as dependent as we are. We've got a million parts here. Probably a million. I'm not exaggerating. A million different parts. And if any one of them breaks, we're in trouble. So how do we do it without being dependent on these turkeys?
Well, I think that the best you can do is to develop a relationship with your nearest heavy industrial engineer. And, you know, anytime anything breaks, get him to custom make you a part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be more expensive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it will keep that level of engineering in work because that is another area. That's a whole other area all on its own. Like I say, I'm familiar with that area because it was my dad's trade. It was a heavy industrial machine engineer, and he did his apprenticeship on steam locomotives. And when he finished his apprenticeship, he went to work for an international airline in Australia, so he went from working on steam locomotives 1 week to jet engines the next week. That was quite interesting. But, you know, that's the sort of flexibility of training that heavy industrial machinists are trained in, you know. So they can fix anything. And that might be your only option.
We're building this house, the farmhouse. We built it. It's a French farmhouse design, and it has heavy beams that go from the tops of the walls across the room vertically, diagonally. It's got lots of angles, and I needed to make some joining plates. And so we traced out these angles, and we had them cut out of quarter-inch steel plate. And we could bolt all these beams together where they all joined in the middle. And there was a shop that you could do that. You could say, okay, here's the pattern, here's the template. Can you make, you know, 8 of these? And can you make 6 of these other style? And can you make 6 of this third style? And how much will it cost, and when can we pick them up? And they'd say, well, it'll cost X, and you can pick them up in 3 days. It used to be like that. Right here in Missouri, they went out of business. There's one fabrication shop. Now, they had a whole bunch of people working there. They had a lot of machinery. They probably had 10 people working there, making exactly what you said, but they're gone now. They've been gone for about 10 years. There's one guy left. He's 20 miles away. He's about 85 years old. One guy. And when he goes, that's it. There's no apprentices, there's no journeymen, there's no high school students, you know, learning with an internship. It's very sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
if anyone out there wants a trade where they are going to have work, and you are, you know, I wanted to be a heavy industrial machinist. But my dad wouldn't arrange me an apprenticeship because I was female, to be perfectly blunt. And I'm really sad that he didn't. But you need to be, I'm fairly tall and I'm fairly strong. And I've got large hands and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you are somebody who is quite strong, quite tall, you know, then that is a career possibility for you. If you're wanting a trade, go and seek out one of these old men and just offer to work for them. And just say, listen, you're getting old, I want to know what you know. And I can just about guarantee that you will have a job, and there may not be a formal apprenticeship structure anymore for this sort of machining work. But if you can learn this sort of work, you will never, ever be out of work.
Imagine this, class. Imagine this. Imagine paying to go to the community college and learn some skills. Or imagine going to one of these shops that I mentioned with this 85-year-old engineer and saying, I'll tell you what, how about if I help you for free? No charge. I would just love to learn. So now you can get that college course from someone even better than the college instructor, not pay for it, and everybody wins. You win and he wins. Gwyneth and I will be right back. We're going to talk about wheelbarrows, shovels, and doing it the hard way. But yes, you can do it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.